Blog Talk Radio.
Wasn't real until I met you.
get into your body before you're ready. I'm not quite like them. How come to she knows waiting to her like you. I'm not trying to rock you alone.
I'm not trying to go to pay with you.
Better, time's been working against us since forever. It can really work if we work together. But what happens when one wants too much? Do we let it go, or do we give it another try? Or finally find a good in a goodbye? Maybe right one, but wrong time. But it's cool, either way it goes. We're never in control because we try to decide in our minds who's right.
Have I only known?
We like to tell ourselves little lies to get by.
Have I only known?
Don't even know if whether things will ever get better or not. You try so right, now move on with your life. Don't make no sense wasting your time.
Have I only known?
I know it hurts, but it gets better. Try to ride out the storm and weather the weather. Why settle for less than you want? You can't ignore, you need more than smoke and mirrors. You'll get what you deserve when you know just how much you're worth. Nothing less than someone who will put you first. Either way it goes, you're never in control, because we try to decide in our minds. Wasting your time in heaven, only knows.
Heaven only knows.
Heaven only knows.
Heaven only knows. Oh,
thought you had somebody,
but it didn't work.
When you play with love,
sometimes it hurts.
Thinking life is over,
but it could be worse.
In the universe.
In the meantime, don't be sitting around feeling sorry for yourself.
Need to let it go.
Right now might be the right time to love somebody else.
Heaven only knows.
God, you don't choose love. Just let it go. We try to decide in our mind.
Such a thing, so beautiful.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening. Well, I would like to say that this is a propitious moment to absolutely, positively be about the beauty of everything that is this evening. Tonight, here on Epiphany Radio Universe, it is the Honey Dripper 2.0, number 14. And with that comes an amazing night that we're going to have. I'm excited. I hope that you're excited. I hope you, the listeners, are excited. I know that this podcast goes everywhere, and even when I'm not looking, into places that I never see. However, tonight, I hope that you will join me for an incredible and an amazing evening that we're going to have. As you know, the Honey Drippers, as a poetry collective, spend their time dripping their words through whatever form that may be, whether it be erotically or even in the gospel, we drip. But for tonight, we're taking on something completely different in this podcast. Last time we had an all feminine divine energy set up for the last time. So this time we're going to give you some masculine energy and give you some straight up manhood, some manishness that you might need in your life, ladies. We're going to talk to you this evening. And these poets that are coming up are some of the most incredible, dope, super fantastic, super people I love and respect, people I just met that I just be like, yo, I don't even know how I missed this person. But let me just tell you a little bit about them. All right. One of our first poets, I've known him the longest. He's been running for a long time. Dwayne Foote was first a novice poet until he realized his words. He wrote freedom from the pain of a lost relationship. His poems became an extension of his personality. His cadence explains to you who he is as a poet, and his stage presence exudes the confidence he has in his preparation. Embracing the art of poetry made a man a well-rounded and better man. And then coming up next is Mr. Witz, a.k.a. Witz the Witty, is a poet born and raised out of East New York, Brooklyn, residing in Charlotte, North Carolina. Mr. Witz is a co-founder and one half of the poetry duo, consisting of two biological brothers, Coach Josh Ross and Mr. Witz, better known as Granny's Boys. Mr. Witz, along with his brother, Coach Josh, began his career with the two paired up to open their first live poetry open mic, better known as Say Word Tuesdays. Mr. Witz has been performing for large and small audiences since 2013. In 2017, he had earned a position as a slam team out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Respecting that slam team under leadership of Coach Josh Moss, he continued to do so for the next 4 years. Mr. Witz has featured at many venues in many cities and competed in numerous competitions. Mr. Witz is a published author with 5 published books, the newest being Two Generations from Slavery, Volume 2, and Trigger One is a collaborative project along Coach Josh Miles and AJ Houston. Mr. Witz is also the clothing designer of Granny Boys Clothing Apparel, and he is affiliated of not only Respected Mike, but also Art or the Ain't Right Tribe and Penmanship. Now, the next poet, absolutely, my brother in every sense of the word, Eric Cole Draven is the 2014 Poetry Author of the Year, winner of the National Poetry Awards, 2017 Erotic Poetry of the Year, male, via Gaspar Awards, 2019 Erotic Poetry of the Year, the National Spoken Word Awards. He was featured on ESPN during the NBA All-Star Game in Atlanta. He is a four-time published author. He's also the creator and producer of the original 13-episode poetry documentary Poetry TV Presents Decipher. He is also the creator and producer of original document, original documentary. Sorry, I have to keep that music going. She is, of course, created, performed, produced, and hosted events at world-famous New York and Poets Cafe, including With Honors, Move the Crowd, Poetry TV, and the Art Gallery. the Red Room, Naked, amongst others. Eric has continued to perform at poetry venues around the country, including the NYC Poetry Festival, at poetry venues throughout the country, including the Bus Boys and Bus Poets in D.C. and more. The next poet, Honey Tripper, a.k.a. Memphis, the Drill Scouter, is a brother to kings and queens, a son to superheroes, an Army veteran, a PTSD awareness advocate, a suicide prevention advocate, poet, actor, vocalist. Ryan Speaks Poet Waters is a native of Memphis, Tennessee, now residing in Southern California. Blending the mediums of rap, singing, poetry, and his powerful performance, you can find this king on IG Live and Clubhouse app, sharing his works and the art and the hopes of changing the world one piece at a time. All right, so let's bring in our esteemed guest. Now, here, at the Honey Dripping 2.0, we leave everybody's mics open if you want to. And you can respond in real time. We treat it like it's a real stage. You can comment, make everything, as long as you don't interrupt the performance. We allow you to keep your mic open. And so you get a live performance of everything that's happened, no matter where we are in the world. We let this mic sing. It's one mic, one love, one mic. So let me bring in my esteemed guest, of course. First up, I have Sphinx the Poet. Sphinx, are you there?
Yeah.
All right.
What's good?
All right. Got you. I'm bringing in Crow. Crow, are you there?
I'm here, my brother.
All right. Now, most importantly, Mr. Witz, amazing. God is so good. I'm just going to say God is so good. He was in an accident earlier. He got hit by an 18-wheeler in his car that ripped the engine out of his car. If you look at the car, you'd be hard-pressed. And his brother walked away, and he came here tonight. I didn't even think he was going to make it, but listen, when I was opening his mic, and I opened everybody's mic, please give him a round of applause. I know that God is good. We're gonna open up the mic to Mr. Witz.
What's up, King? King, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can
hear
you fine.
Okay, yeah, cool, absolutely. Cool. Awesome.
Good,
thank you for having
mic.
Me, brother. Thank you, King.
Thank you.
Indeed. Yeah, okay. Thank you, family. Thank you to all my brothers.
You know. East New Yorkers in the building.
Everywhere we go.
So,
all right, so
hold on one second, I just want to see what Dwayne are here.
I'm here, my friend.
All right. Well, we got all our esteemed guests, and then I'm gonna open up the microphone to all the hand raisers, people we know. I fortunately have Lisa Lick, who's rocking with us, and anyone else who is participating. If you want to be heard, raise your hand. We will be doing round robin and rocket issues. We're gonna keep the mic open, gentlemen. A little bit more. Let me go to the other one because it's a lot easier to navigate. Gentlemen, thank you for coming. Thank you for being here. Thank you for coming on the Honey Dripper 2.0 podcast, number 14. It's a momentous occasion to have you gentlemen here, the best of the best in spoken word here on the show this season. How y'all feeling?
Very cool.
Hey, guys.
I'm excited.
All right.
I'm great, bro. You know? Every moment of breath is great, brother. Please believe it.
Yeah, listen,
amen.
Amen. I want just to acknowledge, brother. I'm so glad you walked away from that. If you go to his Instagram, with the Witty, you go to his Instagram, you'll see the car. And that brother, he walked away from it. He's here with us, man. God is so good. I know I'm going to tell you, that brother is here. We're glad that you have you here. Like, it's amazing.
Mr. Wiss, I'm not even gonna hold you, my friend. I know in the past I have been healthy and I haven't shown up to an event and I've been fully healthy and breathing and stuff like that. But the dedication that you just, the dedication that you have, and you know, you gave your word. And regardless of the circumstances, my brother, you here. Much love.
I appreciate that, King. And that's all we have is in this world, man. You know what I'm saying? So we have to live by it, you know? I'm here. Let's work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, so we're not going to hesitate because we spent a lot of time. We got a lot to get into this poetry. So let me ask you, gentlemen, we're talking about erotic poetry and things that I thought before gave it to these ladies and talk to them real nice. We're going to talk to y'all real nice. When did you know, and this is for all the participants, the thesis, when did you know that erotic poetry was powerful and that it could shift an environment by what you said?
I hope y'all don't mind, but I tend to jump out there, so I'm gonna jump out there. Mo, I'm 6'6", 205. So when I stand on the stage, I'm a whole eye catcher. But it wasn't until I actually started writing and understanding my cadence and being comfortable with who I was as a poet when the physical met up with the writing, with the poetry. But the first poem, to answer your question, the first poem I ever wrote, it was an erotic poem. And I was so comfortable writing that I thought that that's the only type of poetry that I could write. But I had a guy say to me, a poet say to me, a dope poet at that, say to me, listen, poet, you don't have to be stuck in this black hole. You can actually write about a little bit of everything. But again, the first poem I ever wrote was an erotic poem. I'm sorry.
All right. Let me go to Crow.
Wow.
I mean, as a national award-winning spoken athlete, nominated and winner of the Male Erotic Strawberry Taylor Award.
Yes, sir.
I would like to hear your opinion on it.
I started writing poetry, long time ago. My very first poem, actually my very first book, which is based on living and exploring life. I really didn't get into erotic poetry until later on in my career because I would go to different events and support many of my fellow poets, and the way they would put together, you know, their poetry, personally, it wasn't something I could relate to. Even though the ladies gave a great response and some of the men gave great responses to the things that were said, it just wasn't the way it was put out there. It just wasn't for me. So when I started writing, my whole thought process was I need to write in the same way I would want someone to speak to me. And that kind of, you know, and that kind of was the beginning of me dabbing in erotic poetry.
So, Mr. Witt, your opinion, please.
To kind of piggyback, what my brother Crow just said, I didn't start off as an erotic poet. I've always wrote from a conscious aspect. You know, growing up in East New York, Brooklyn, you deal with a lot of everyday social injustice. And you know, at some point it becomes, cause and effect. So you have to mirror that image to people so that they can see what's happening, because a lot of people are comfortable just being normal and doing what they feel like is the norm. These are normally the people I feel like are running around with their eyes closed and just being handheld and walking through the darkness. So that's where my poetry really comes from. But like Crow said, I gravitated to erotic poetry. My reasoning, because I didn't like being isolated from the end of the show. I always felt I had something important to say. So I don't really believe there's no time of day for you to get the truth. But I do understand that in the evening hours, in the later of the later the night, people like to be relaxed and cool. They don't want to be educated, you know? So they find their play. So I made my way through there that way because I felt like I needed to be involved with the latter of the evening. I didn't want to be one of those early guys that were forgotten in the beginning. I wanted to carry on throughout the night. So I transformed myself to being an erotic poet within the realms.
All right, that's dope. That's definitely dope. And we come to you, Sphinx.
Yeah. Much love and respect to the kings on the stage, man. Just to be in this company is something special to me. To truly believe that my poetry, as far as erotic poetry, could reach people, it took no more than one room with the Honey Drippers. I was always, you know, writing from a creative standpoint of what's the next scenario that I can put in words and make someone feel that movie in their mind. When I came to the Clubhouse app and I was the Honey Drippers and Mojave and Angel, Nate and Tariq, it was like, geez, they doing this on a whole nother level. It opened my mind to being able to drip and be heard, not just for the freakiness, but for the depth of my poetry. So yeah, erotic, it opened up a whole new level of creativity, bro. And that's your fault, Mojave.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Oh, what happened? No, I'm gonna get things back. It seems like he dropped. We're gonna bring him back up. Make sure he's okay. All right. Well, listen, gentlemen. I think it's time. How would you like to proceed? Would you like to do a round and then do an open mic, or you know, do you want to do open mic and then y'all go?
I like.
What would y'all like?
Let's do a round.
Let's do a round.
I'm here for whatever. However you call it, brother.
All right. Well, listen, because I liken to calling this particular thing. Spinks, I already got you back. you're already here. Spinks, can you hear me? Spinks, can you hear me? Hold on. I don't want to make sure that I lost him. I thought I brought him back. Spinks, are you there? Oh, we're going to try this. He said it was bad reception. Hold on for 1 second. We're going to try this one more again. Try to get him back. In the meantime, between times. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to do a round first. Let these kings speak and talk. And we're going to get to it. Hold on. Now, let me see if I got him back. Hold on. Make sure we got Snakes here.
Yeah, I'm back.
You will. All right. I got you. All right. So let's get started. Let's start with Crow. Crow, are you ready?
Always. The title of this piece is called Slow Dance. I am offended by your panties when you are this close. Nothing should be touching your ass other than my hands, my beard, on my growth. Slow dance as my hands hold and squeeze until you juice in anticipation, I'll pull you close. Where my engorge greets and invites your powerful for a night off or a night on. Your eyes jump as we dry hump. These clothes are the only thing standing in our way, and I'm eager to eat. Slow dance on my speaker box while I hum, whisper, and sing satisfaction to your powerful. Grind and graduate to your greedy. Hold my position while you build to your release. Your volume masturbates my ego, so I treat your suite like I am in the studio. I love it when you turn it up, so I record as you find your alto and climb in your falsetto. I am listening. I'll even take direction in case I get you to the finish line faster than you expected. I never want you to feel rushed or neglected. Pause, make it last, or speed to your victory. It's just you and me. Slow dance on my ego. Let your palms and palate massage my messenger. I'm hard-headed and long-winded. I have a lot for you to take in. Just say when. Your victory still fresh on my outlet, electric the moment you plug me in. So I speak and spark and savage, and your queendom translates in royalty and handles my scepter. Adjust your jaw when you welcome me. Slow dance on my ego. Your powerful floods, throbs, and receives. There is stamina in my stature and a gratifying pain in my calisthenics. Push up, push it back, adjust. I greet walls and practice my penmanship. You expect and respect my signature, but I'll write your name first because I always come for you. Your soft is sweet and savory. Meet my needs on your knees. I'll pull your hair and turtle your neck with aggression. Fuck is a direction, not a safe word. Come here. I'm offended by your panties when you were this close. Nothing should be touching your ass other than my hands, my bed, or my girth. Eric Crow Draven.
God damn.
I'm just offended.
Ooh, she said, meet my knees.
That's my brother.
Ooh, your knees.
That's my brother right there. Much respect, bro.
So, the man, bro. You are the man.
So I'm just gonna ask the ladies how y'all feel about that. Feel free to speak freely about it.
He was offended by the panties, and I felt that.
I'm over here eating jelly beans. Yeah, uh-huh.
All right, so, ladies, that was Eric O'Draven. I'm going to move to my brother, Mr. Witt. Mr. Witt, are you ready?
I'm ready, brother.
All right.
Ladies, I just turned the lights down. Girl, you make me want to freestyle. You make me free my style. Strip my clothes off wild, nature wild profile. You make me want to show it all to you. Give a fuck who around. Just as long as you bear witness. The only problem is this could become repetitious. Not flat screen reruns from satellite dish. I'm talking new day, new app of pleasing you continuous. Plug in my network. Work being the key, net meaning you fall and I catch you. You make me want to dive in your love. Douse me with, drown me in what you got. I'm see emerge with no wetsuit. See, I know you might have thought you wasn't fit for showtime. Maybe even wouldn't see your night in this lifetime. But I take my grind to the max. You know that HBO showcase. Girl, you could be ET, my Spike Pierce armor remain through the eve. So AMC even dim light shine. But I got news for you. You make me want to get a second job. Take on another shift. Though my mind's at home with you, for you is shit I gotta get. Girl, you make me wanna quit my job and make you my job. They say career choices is something you should be able to see yourself doing for the rest of your life. That being said, it's nobody's business if I make it my business to dedicate you my life. Girl, I could see me in you. Through my mental windows, I kind of feel like a perv peeking in on us like this. Our silhouettes dance in the walls and symphonic forms enchant. I want to tongue-tie your clitoris. Let me lick your insides while sucking your outsides. No seep slides, breathe for me, ma, I'm too deep in. I want to take you to church. I want your lips on me, tongue in my neck. All the way to the head of the deacon, taking them in your throat, gag in your throat, but you gotta do it how a professional do. I wanna listen to you play to your vaginal sprays array. I wanna walk you through it. I wanna talk you through orgasms without saying the word. I wanna make your pussy stutter to pronunciated verbs. I'll be the action you've been lacking. Put weed back in your swirl. I want a steering wheel grip you. See, I can handle the curves. See, I'm a visual person. I could see me in you. Pleasing all your holes. Plugging all your holes. Why don't you worry about holes? I'm bringing home the holes. I mean, like, irrigated lines. I'll unclog your drain. No more need for tools. You can toss the plunger away. The plumbers come to lay pipe. I want to put them on your back. Tickle your clit with one hand. Tug your hair with the other. If it's ever a silent moment, I'm just trying to hear your stutter. My, you deserve a spanking. Lordy act, you dirty thinking. I'll be your G-spot instrument, your cervical stimulation. Hell, if only I had your pussy mode. Asshole and all. I'd tell you what I was doing with you right now. Girl, I beat it till you go to sleep. You know, so you take that nap. Just so I could creep in while you sleeping, you know. Get her back. If you could peek in my windows, ma, you'd probably wet yourself. You can't keep that freak tucked away. Come on, show yourself. I want to give you that vacation dick. That fall asleep in a wake-up getter, that fuck we both loud, who give a fuck the neighbors hear us. That fuck to vagina wall, sore, swollen, just lay there and close eyes, smile at me like, daddy, you don't play fit. You got my want for you's entirety and got me out of my element. If women from Venus, then park that space pussy on this Darth Vader helmet. Baby, you in the galactic, and with you, my heart's in grin. But like a peep show, after some time, daddy gotta put something in. But hell, you make me in peace.
Good Lord.
All right.
I like my hair pulled. Yeah, I love my hair pull.
Yes.
It's like, what, why you pull my hair? Definitely, Lord. get my fan.
My brother.
The difference is feeling here.
I think you got him flustered, man.
Thank you. Thank you all.
No, thank you. Mm. What's your name again, brother?
I'm Mr. Wits. I go by Mr. Wits, the poet, on Instagram. That's MRWITZ.
All right. The lines are kind of full right now. Man, are you looking at these lines right now? Do you see what I see? I'm just going to ask you, Dan. Patient manager. We're going to continue on. We already know it's already out, cleaned up on aisle 69. We already know. Get your water shoes. Get your towels. It's already happening. It ain't going to get no better. I'm going to go get ready.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I'm ready, my friend. Indeed.
All right.
All right. This piece is entitled "My Smile." My fault. I'm all anxious. These brothers spitting, so now I want to be right there with them. So this piece is entitled "Hard." Precisely in the wee hours of the morning, it's usually reserved for yawning. She wakes. She physically shakes as she remembers having the mother of all internal earthquakes. But where she was once submissive, she is now done with her personal passivity, due in part to the lingering thoughts of last night's activity. So she pussy plays, stimulating a clitoris that's determined to get back this morning to last night's exploding pussy waves. I sleep, but her pussy stays subconsciously linked to the same morning wood that I've dealt with as a youth. And it's evident that her mission is to make that wood disappear. But the proof will lie in her esophagus. She smiles because she knows that hers is bottomless. I mean, that's just her truth. And as far as her oral fixation goes, her mouth is now connected to me like Bluetooth. In her current state of mind, she has no regard for me. Well, all I had to be was hard. An innocent bystander, as this right hander grips the bottom of my shaft, simultaneously with her mouth wrapped around the other half, her hand-eye coordination tells me that she's perfected this craft. But we're switched. How did my last night's baritone voice now turn high-pitched? But irregardless of that fact, if she continues in this manner, her throat will be vitamin D enriched. And because this is the ultimate matrix glitch, with her being the aggressor, because she's the blesser, bear the rod. But I was exactly what she expected me to be. Hard, willing, and completely comfortable filling the space between those lips. The same lips that was forced me to succumb to the tightness of their continual grips, only to have them eclipsed by an orchestrating tongue that demanded perfection from all those aforementioned bandmates, even from the controlled breath within her lungs. But once my dick sprung off her tonsils with force, she mouthed something inappropriate, but her face never veered off course. And knowing that her mouth was the pleasure source, I started coming. And that's when the soloist placed my dick upon her lips and started drumming. She was literally a sounding board, humming during fellatio. Who wakes up this insatiable but a woman hell-bent on revenge? I figured that I fucked her so good last night that she woke up on a dick-sucking binge. And I hate to use the Lord's name in vain, but, oh, my God, when a woman has a point to prove, all you have to be is hard. Peace.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I like it hard.
It was dope.
Oh, Lord, I'm about to eat a hole in his bag.
Oh, wow.
Ladies, are you enjoying yourself this evening?
Absolutely.
Wait, what? No. Are we what? Is that a question?
Right? That was a rhetorical question. That was well said.
Oh, it had to be.
I'm just saying, you gotta ask questions because what people ask, you know, see how y'all feel. Okay.
Guess
okay?
What, Mojave. Mojave.
Yes.
What's understood doesn't need to be spoken.
Yes. Absolutely.
And we shall press on. Ending out this first time, we're going to go to my, but everybody's really tall. Like, they're all tall. Like, it's, I don't know if Mr. Witch is tall, but I think he's taller than me. So, I'm just, I got locks, you know.
6'1", baby. 6'1".
You know? I told you, that's what I said. Six foot or better. Put it better, y'all get it. Never mind. But we're going to go for this. If you have a noisy background, someone please switch your mic.
It might be me. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I got you.
Just mute your mic. You don't have to start. Okay. Mute your mic. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
All right. That's cool. And now, we're going to go over to the drill sergeant. The man affecting known as Memphis. Are you ready?
Always.
Let me mute this and the mic is yours.
Well, ladies, I would love to talk nice to you. So let's see how safe you really feel when I'm through. But though you will always be secure with me, don't ever think you're safe. My calm demeanor is strategically formulated for the comfort of others when we're in public. But you know the monster beneath the genuine smile and good manners I expose and identate. The tantric terror that ties and lies behind these kind eyes. One glance at you across the table ignites infernos and triggers flash floods rocking your universe. To those wet panties need changing. Don't go to the ladies' room. Pull them off right here, right now. And look at me as you do it. Your shocked facial expressions and nervous gasp don't sway me. Now, how does safety feel, baby? Give me your hand. I kiss it like the gentleman I seem to be as I slip a bullet vibrator around your fuck you finger. Now, make that figure of speech literal. Grab the table. Bite your lip. And writhe in your seat all you please, but you better bust silently. Good girl.
give me another nut before the appetizers come. Don't look at our unknowing audience. They can't save you from me. My hand turns your chin lovingly to gaze at me in the sultry pain of displeasure. Bottom lip trembles. Oh, poor baby. Let me kiss it. One finger commands your head and soul to rise and meet the mouth of your king when the waves crash and crest against your weakened clench. Your whimpers are not garnering you any sympathy. Close your mouth and keep leaking. I Shang Tsung your spirit as our lips meet, and you flood that seat while embracing stage fright, just as the food is brought. When I knock over your water. Oh, I'm so clumsy. I'm sorry, baby. Yes, can you bring a mop? I spilled. Oh, no, I can clean it up. It's no problem. Oh, I appreciate you. Thank you so much. You should clean up in the safety of the ladies' room, my love. I'll be right behind you. Paul.
I'll be your sub.
I'll be your sub.
I don't think I can eat in a restaurant ever again without thinking about this.
Okay. Well, let me give that first round a round of applause. Make sure I don't know. Right, so, gentlemen, how did you feel about that first round? Did you guys feel good about that? How did y'all feel? Gentlemen.
It was dope. I appreciate sharing the stage.
Very cool. The guys are making you step up.
I'm going to just say, keep putting out the wet floor signs.
Right.
And passing out the microphone condoms. That's all I can say.
We're gonna have to do it. Y'all came through. The ladies is the masculine energy running. The divine masculine energy is it running through? Can you feel it? Mm. Is it good?
Absolutely, no doubt.
Okay, so I'll do something. Uncharacteristic. Gentlemen, do you mind, will you humor me with another round before we open up this open mic?
Without question.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, this round going to be some furniture moving.
All right, grab your belt.
All right, so listen. Ladies, I cannot guarantee your safety in this round. I just think it's going to get worse. And I'm going to tack on the end of this because, you know, I want to get in there too. Looks like fun. I got my water shoes. I'm ready to go. First of all, let me find out some things real fast before we go. Area code 860, who is that? Who am I speaking to?
Kiss.
All right. Oh, this is about to be terrible. All right.
I got
Kiss. All right, we got Kisses in here. All right, so area code 352, who am I speaking? Who's that?
That's Dina, baby.
Oh, hey, Stina. All right. Miss Stina, baby. All right. So, listen, yeah. All right, so this is what we're going to do. All right, we're going to let our features go, and then I'm attack me, Van, Kiss. Oh, the brothers is going to run. We're going to run the brothers through in a straight line, straight up.
Okay.
And down. Y'all ready? Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
We are going to run. We're going to run all the kings in a row. We're going to run.
Wait a minute. I gotta get in position real quick. Hold on.
Good God. Oh, yeah.
Listen, get in position. You know, do what you got to do. No games are to be played. Everything else is happening. And while you're at it, let me do a quick commercial. Hey, if you feel like you want to check us out, make sure you check out Epiphany Radio Universe for all your spoken word needs. All throughout the week, 5-7 days a week, you can get Epiphany Radio Universe here. Blog Talk Radio on every platform, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker, CastBox, Google Podcasts, everything. All right, now, I'm going to give a disclaimer. We are not responsible for any babies created, any bad relationships, side piecery, side dickery, side coochery, any of that. What happens is happens, and what happens here stays here. And you have a 2.014 feel. Ladies, we're going to talk nice to you. We're going to start. We're going to go in this order straight up. Are y'all ready? We're going to start with our featured kings, and then we're going to run through the drip that's in here. So, hope y'all ready. Y'all ready?
Indeed.
And
gentlemen, are y'all ready?
We're going to run back.
Yes, sir.
We're going to run.
Never
back.
Have to ask, brother. Never have to ask.
Yo, put me in the drip run too. I want to do both of them.
He's like, I want to do both of them. Listen, we'll catch you on. But your Sphinx, you're first. The mic is yours.
Okay. I figured I would remix one of my pieces, Morning Coffee. Let's see how this works. I've had a revelation. Found in the creases between your waistline and thighs, amongst subterranean rivers of your moonshine, double deep dick distilled, rare epiphany to say the least. Divinely gifted over morning coffee that I don't usually drink, but oh, you've got that sleeping pill kind of love, and I'm feeling it. I lost control. Next thing I know, body went cold. Last I remember was closing my eyes, kissing your lips and then down to your thighs and fingers. The most lucid of dreams. I felt my hand wrap around wedding dress material. Jamie was singing, and when I seen you, I forgot about breathing or sleeping. I realized I never truly rested before you. I awoke refreshed to the aroma of love-touched pots and pans, you standing there with nothing but a T-shirt. You have no idea how I want to cook you right now. Saute these simple feelings into a love note ceremony for only us. And now we sit, glancing across the table. You gorgeously sitting there, just tempting me to come back for more. Put this coffee down and go back to sleep on your pill. Oh.
Oh. Oh, my God. She want to spank, rub out, and a pain. Oh, God.
Hold on, we're not done.
Oh my God.
We move on.
We're gonna go to Crow. Crow, are you ready?
Always.
Mike is yours.
This is Untitled. I walk on the outside of you, holding your hand and carrying your bags, open your car door and pull out your chair wherever you sit. I listen to when and how you speak, especially when you don't say a word. You muse me. I find poetry on your lips in between your thoughts and your thighs. So I translate forever in my actions. I plan experiences, evenings, dates, and home alone, order whatever you want, or let me cook and serve you. Let me tell you tonight's special, it is us. I love the way your eyes smile and your lips follow fresh flowers. Just because I am unarmed in your presence, except for this love. So I give you all of me, from my silly to the raw of me. I defend every space you are in, no matter the space you are in. I hear the way you design progress. So I draw in your natural and move in my potential. I once caught your eye, so my job is to keep you looking. I'm still courting because I am still chasing. You muse me, nothing less than the rest of my life with you. God put me in your path the moment I was right for you. You and I merged and became we. I wake up in your arms saying, I do. You take care of me, but never take air from me. I am living in evolution, maturing in your love, queen, your independence wrapped in your ambition, amplified by your sexy is checkmate. Unbothered when they question why me, I've pawned bishops. So I am hated and envy, I am king, you muse me. Spend the best of this life with me. You are more than a wife with me. You are my partner, my better half. Everywhere you are, they see my favorite parts of me. I've never dreamed I will ever be this happy. Keep me in your way. Keep me in the way you caught me, for I am never letting you go. Eric Crow Draven.
I love that slight melancholy, that vague in your voice is just, oh God.
Tell me why I was over here pressing the mute button like it's a mic button. I'm over here clapping the mute button. Lord,
I'm going to need you to not clap.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to need you to not think.
Clap your mic.
We're going to keep it going. We're going to keep it going. Mr. Witz.
I got you.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Mike is yours.
Cute face, that smile, them sexy eyes. Got me dazed, daydreaming me between your thighs. Start with a whisper in your ear and kiss on the cheek. And then I'll soak in wet bodies, plastered in the sheets. From the moment we met and I caught your name, fed game you bit and our numbers changed. You had me, ma, even if I played the role. Hell, I long to make love to your mind, body, and soul. Therapeutic to the brain when I hear you speak. Can my tongue be key to unleash your inner freak? Then put your hands on yourself, tease your body for me, and show daddy that look of I want you on me. I want to see your hand in you, juice dripping from it. I'll suck it from your fingers while you strengthen my talk to me. Tell I how you want a massage. My pleasured face ensures you'll get all you're entitled. As I push you back gently, your look says do me. I'll grab you at the hips and pull you close to me, strumming your clitoris like a love harp. You'll grip the sheets up as if your nails were sharp. Are you ready for me? The long spoon is put in. I like to keep my sneaks on for better footing. Hope you don't mind. Your look says not at all as I slip in, searching for your back wall. You moan seductively through your lip folds, hugging me on the way out. Kitty control. Shit, I like that. Firm grip in them cheeks when I stroke. As I lean in, lick, suck, and kiss your throat. Making my way to your breasts. Nipples fat like pinkies. Biting your lip. Join me, tongue on the tip. Kinky, let's switch positions. I want to stand up in a... You got on all fours and arch your back like, get her, daddy. Parting your crack with thumbs as if she smiled at me. I'm about to fuck the farts out of this pool, mammy. Put in that wrench work in like you had loose bolts. Got you electrified like 1,000 volts. Pulsating my muscle, got you tonsil jealous as I indulge in and out, ass clapping my pelvic area. Fistful of hair, I'm trying to fuck you beneath floor. You puck it up like, let me show you what I got knees for. So I threw that ass in a headlock and continued to poke her. Then stepped over your back, threw him over your shoulder, taste you on me. Your mouth game's outrageous, almost contagious as your body language. I climb back in her. Daddy got work to do. Drenching my thighs when the orgasm bursts from you. So I smack your ass upward. Yeah, I'm beating you now. You ask for another, no doubt. I love that sound. Ready to dick her down now, so I threw you on your side. Are you like, let me get on top. It's my turn to ride. Hell, I laid out next to you. Whatever you want to do. Candy stick in the air just waiting for you. Had a sweet tooth, deep throat naturally. Killed the craves, saddled up and straddled me. Palms on my chest. You had jockey rhythm. Areola dance like you mocked me with them. Punching your fun bags with my lips and tongue while guitaring you with the stroke guitar. Oh, 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 oh. I'm about to come. Say it again for me. My, that's melodious to me. Rolled her over. Had me about to explode in the pussy. But she held me to her. Like, give it to me, daddy, yes. Had to climb up out her like I ain't trying to come yet. But she took control, grabbing my pole. Both emerged her. Shit, was no need to fight. She was going to get that first one. I threw it like a fastball. She back catching me. Took it like an egg in a glass. Back in the kitchen, she shoved me. Told me take her for a spin around the house. Shit, I carried you out the room. Threw you over the couch. Left your ass on her arm. Camel toe poked out. Said I gave you that first round, now your ass is up. Spanked the lips of her with them, at times putting the head in. I want to feel you snug on me like a thigh in a legging. Let your pony be my cock ring. Love tapped her two tits. Got on her like a highway, bypassed the uterus. At least it felt like it. Might have been that angle I stick. You know, that high position when applying the drop stick. Let's rearrange the living room. Because we move in the furniture. And my manpower was a planned expenditure. So sit up on this stool. You stood and grabbed the wall. Said you rock climb. Am I going to catch you if you fall? Breast pressed against sheetrock. Your stance got me rocked. The pussy talking to me like she learned the beatbox. Tongue in the twat, thumb in the ass is the plan. No plate, no silverware. I'll eat it out the pot with my hand. Wet gum pushing through your asshole gently. Got through past the knuckle. Oh, you ain't friendly, huh? But I definitely have to make sure that I come back to visit. That's that piece.
See, you didn't have to moan like that. That shit went off.
Okay. Do it again.
Oh, oh.
That was dope.
Okay.
My goodness.
Hold on.
I just had to give y'all a little snippet of what you sound like. You know, sometimes you gotta step back to see yourself.
Oh, we love the moan.
I like that. Yeah.
The moan is like.
Oh, we love it too. Definitely. Trust me, ladies. We live for it.
I am so overly compromised right now. I cannot.
Okay.
Ladies, hold on. Come on. We got to keep it going. Foot, are you ready?
Go.
Indeed. Mr. Whistle's spitting, so Mike, I'm going to do a short one real quick. This piece is entitled Flavor. Right. Pussy was flavored. Maybe then the savored taste could stimulate my taste buds and arouse me when I'm reminiscing. What if while we were kissing, I could taste fruit elements on my tongue? And while the night's young, I could play with your clit and taste my fingers to see if the same fruit taste is in your cum. Do you want some? I mean, once I pull out, you should taste you, because I wouldn't want to waste you, especially if you taste differently on every inch, so that every gradual lip clench could be accounted for. And if I've amounted for more than you've expected, then you should gag on a monument that you've erected. Now, this act hasn't affected the fact that you're still blessed and highly favored. It's me simply asking, what if pussy was flavored?
Why? You want some?
Okay, and I was like, yes.
I can arrange some flavors. I mean,
okay.
I eat my pineapple every day. I can arrange for some flavors.
Okay.
That just was like an involuntary spasm. It just came out of nowhere.
Okay. That's right. Yes. Oh,
that was
my
dope.
Gosh. That was.
Yeah,
if I can't say a word, I'm going to just wave my hand.
I'm going to give this round of applause while I feature King. So, if that's okay, can y'all tell me if that's all right? So, when I say that's okay, y'all say that's all right. So, ladies, is that okay?
It's all right. It's all right.
All right. So, we're gonna keep it going. We're gonna get into the King's drip. Come through real quick. I was threatened. I didn't intend to do this piece. However, y'all are violent right now. I don't know what's going on. But I do this piece under duress with no music because I was told that my raspy tenor should be heard, whatever that means. All right. Touch yourself. Hear my voice and imagine me pleasing you in every way. You can imagine. The raspy tenor of my voice talking you into orgasm. While your right hand tweaks and twists your nips, your left hand rubs magic circles around your clit. Moving from a light mist, causing raging rivers to flow from slit, I can't wait to eat you from the back. You make me dream of nasty moments. Want to know your level of vibration when you come so I can photograph into my memory the frozen seconds of your own face. Let it lotion my desire. Let it make my blood rush. Let it etch my sensual imagination as your pussy begins to gush.
Rest your inner hips on the seat of my chin and lips. Rock yourself in the grip of my hands and let me lick your stamp. Hold you steady and strong so your legs don't cramp. I want to touch you with words in a way that overtakes you, makes a lake of you beneath your waist, that you cross your legs, fighting the urge as if I was taking a taste. Splurge. Let this orgasmic wave manifest me on my knees, waiting for you hungrily. My hurried fondness for your torrential frenzy, you will be a mainstay of my diet. Let the air ecstasy take your moans till sleep makes you quiet, and let that sleep be fitful, that your defined cravings will be met, that your savings of passion spent, leaving your desires bankrupt and broken, for all lust entering through ears spoken, your fingers are my paintbrush, as I ask you to dip them into the palette of your pussy to paint, capture my craven devotion, an introspective potion, my speak, hastening the hand motion across the canvas of your skin, inscribing the vicious incantations and lustful sensation, whispered, carnal conversations. In essence, let me, let you come. Poem.
Oh.
Well, thanks.
Oh, well, goddamn. You had me as touch yourself and position the hips and.
Oh, well. My gosh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna head back to the combat. I'm going back to the combat.
Jesus.
I can't get off the couch, y'all.
Mm. Oh my god.
That was a thing. For two, for three.
I'm gonna go into a Jelly Bean coma. Let me put this shit up. Okay.
Damn.
So wait, there's more. I would like to call Poetic, aka Van Metals, to the microphone.
Oh shit!
Be in trouble.
Good evening.
Wait, Van. Before you go, I gotta figure out who's Eric Code 504. Who's that? Eric Code 504. Erico 504. You know what? That's terrible. I'm asking for Erico 504, and I didn't take him off mute. That's not. Erico 504. Who am I speaking? Hello, Erico 504. Okay, we'll come back to you. All right, we're gonna go to Erico 205. So we know Erico 205. Who am I speaking?
Corner Harvey.
That's either me or Queen.
Hey, Queen Flowetrick.
Mm-hmm. Hola, ¿cómo estás, papito?
Oh, it's a party. Now, we just got to figure out who's Eric 504. We'd be good.
Well,
we don't know? Okay, we're going to move on.
I have no idea, but hey, Van, how you doing, puppy?
I'm doing good, darling. How are you?
Very well.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's get to it. Van Metals, are you ready?
I'm ready.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. If I felt every breath of your words upon my skin, deep inside me where passion brews, I get this feeling. That just maybe I'd like to touch your mind before I touch your body. And the fountain of youth's rivers would guide me to that eternal place called your orgasm, where I would just love to spend eternity while my tongue has a spasm from just touching a consonant or a vowel from your words you just breathe upon my skin and I growl. Growl with the anticipation of just how you feel. Especially with me inside you, and I see it's real. From the warmth, moisture between your thighs. And I slide in and out, remembering my whys. My whys that make me want to keep touching you more and more. the look on your face when I climax and I yearn for your moans of passion more. Give me more as I touch your skin with my fingers. Plant my lips on your forehead as my deep stroke lingers. The deeper I go in, the more you and I sin. In my head, I'm singing the way you make me feel. But in my flesh, there's this euphoria of your bliss that seals the deal. And all I remember is this moment of gentleness. From your succulence that soothes my appetite for pleasure and completeness. And when our love juices connect, we create life with no disconnect. Then, baby, then, oh, baby, then, we come and cream together and witness our zen. All because I love the way you feel in my moment of gentleness. Damn, I know it's real. Poem.
I'm not going to make it.
Y'all just ain't playing fair. You trying to kill us all.
Not at all. Damn.
We got to keep this going. We got to keep this going. Now, Tiff, where you at?
I'm here. I said I wasn't ready. See, the more she revealed, the more my eyes began sweating. Now I'm hungry. So my tongue began to taste her flavors. Now for more, I'm yearning for this bittersweet pleasure where I learn to sharply penetrate her pleasures with precision as she simmers, I breathe in her aroma. As we begin to get it cooking, as I turn the heat upon her hard-ass body, she begins to soften. Slowly as she snap, crackles, and pop, I watch. She didn't know that I was waiting for the perfect time to flip her ass just right now as she oozes. She leaves behind a scent and flavor that magnifies life. I taste on my fingers. I smell her on my breath. And honestly, y'all, sometimes I don't wash my hands. Home.
Sometimes you don't wash your hands. Oh,
wait,
oh my
wait.
Gosh. Oh my goodness.
We just gonna make it a little bit. We just gonna make it a little bit worse for y'all. Prince Wet, where are you? Where's Prince Wet? Is Prince Wet here? Is he here? Okay. Well, since Prince Wet is not here, I believe I don't know if he's here. I'm going to read some of the comments. There's not even in a high down. You know, I was forgetting.
Hey, wow.
Yo, people are going ham. Yo, it's not even funny. Ray, we're going to have to make towels sooner than later. We have to get these microphones. I got dripped on. People's getting dripped on. Anyway, lady. All right, lady, since I don't know where Prince Wet is, Stinks, I'm going to let you end out the round, and then we're going to turn it over to the ladies in the open mic. So, Stinks, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Because I don't know what Prince Wet is. So the mic is yours.
I got you. Hey, Birdie, sing me that song.
You're my hour. I can do it for hours.
lived out on that dick for hours.
I know it's midnight, but you said you can do this for hours. So until the clock's arms get tired, I devour the milk and honey of your promised land. Exhilarating contractions lift your hips as I sip from your rainforest stream. Till our passion's humidity leaves love's mist on skin so soft. Sliding under your king's electric touch. This could never be too much. So submit all you want. You're still getting yours while I hold mine until we both get ours. Because you said you could do this for hours. So until the candles extinguish themselves, I will stoke your fire to inferno, then solar flare. Should the sound of drips replace major league beat, then we collapse. In our only break since Genesis. You pour cooling water in my mouth before sipping in pure bliss. I rest my cheek on well-moisturized inner thigh, gazing upon Eden once again. Unable to resist reaching for paradise. Hey, Birdie, sing me that song again.
Your last hour, I can do this for hours. Sit down on that dick for hours.
Yeah, you said you can do this for hours. I'm taking you at your word. No rest for the wicked. Oh.
Oh, my Lord.
Why did I agree?
Oh, my God.
Oh. I think the goal was accomplished on my part, lady.
All right. Well, listen, gentlemen, kings, one and all, I believe it's our turn to sit back and observe, enjoy, vibe, feel. Let me just check in with y'all just to make sure everybody's here. We are running tech. I know Sphinx is here because he just went. Crow, how you feeling?
I'm good.
Crow, how you feeling? You good?
I'm good, brother. Good? Yes, sir.
You good? All right. Foot, you still here? I know you're here because I can see you. So I know Dan is here. Be rocking. All right. All right. Well, a matter of fact, so we should be good. Ladies, are you ready?
Yes, we are.
Ladies.
Ready as I'm on
good. Ladies, if you'd like to be added to the list, where the hell did kids go? All right. Ladies, if you'd like to be added to the list, please hit me in the appropriate channels. We're going to start out. I'm going to ask because I don't think they asked to be put on the list, but I'm going to ask Gifted. Are you there? Hello? Are you there?
Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Would you like to read? Yes, we can hear you.
Oh. Now? Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Give me one second.
Then, No problem.
All right, I just had to go to a quiet room. Sorry. I wasn't expecting that. Are you still with me?
Yes, we're all here.
You're all here? Okay, I kind of like that. All right. Oh, wow. How about we do a little What a Woman Wants? Oh, is that all you wanted me to say? Yes,
I very much enjoyed it.
Yes, I very much enjoyed it. The deep tones, the thrust, the moan.
Well, the mic is yours.
I enjoyed it all. All right. I'll start with a little of What a Woman Wants. I'm asking.
You recognize that moan?
Excuse me. Y'all got me stuck tonight. Okay. I'll start over. I'm asking for you to treat me like you want me. Like I am the very last thing. Your favorite. So take your tongue and come outline my lips. Then slowly glide that tongue into my mouth so that we can tongue twist with each other, teasing and licking as if we were honey finding and seeking, and that I had left that last drip of honey behind for you to rescue like it was your duty. Captain, save a drip. Oh, save this. Now take your hand, your left hand, matter of fact. Put it in the curve of my back and pull me closer. Now take your right hand and slowly allow it to find its way up under my dress, pulling at my thighs and now in between my thighs, that middle finger dancing around, roaming through the valley, tickling that vulval. My leg starts to shake. I mean vibrate, throb, shake. I begin to call your name. I begin to purr your name like it was my own. There's nothing wrong with a woman asking for what she. And then you answering that call. Thank you. That's that poem.
Woo!
Yes, funny. Okay.
Yes. You know, you just gave me an idea, Gifted. So thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to go with them all up like that. Yeah, you have to do that.
I see inspiration. Is real in the field.
Y'all
give it up for Gifted. Clap your mic, clap your hands, clap
Gifted.
You know, clap your hands, clap your mic, clap your feet. Give it up.
Yes, it's her with everything.
Thank you all. Thank you.
All
right. That's my boo.
All right, yo. All right, so how are we going to move over here to Danielle? Danielle, La Perla Negra.
I'm ready.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Him. God, I crave this man. I have since the day we first made eye contact, and every night I yearn to make love to him. So I like handing him the keys when I'm out of control. He gives me life. The scent of his skin, it's embedded in mine and makes me eager to answer his every lustful desire, leaving me with a hunger for his touch that just lights up all the fire in me. So I tremble with desire at his touch while kissing and sinking my nails into his skin. Because when we make love, it's a passionate thing. When I need to taste him, I keep eye contact as I kneel before him just before placing the head between my lips. Using my lips only, I kiss trace his member until he's at full attention so I can get a watering mouthful. Salivations juice up, overflowing, running down my chin, my breast, my stomach. Oh, I love it. The sound of me slowly sucking him in and letting him slide out, savoring the combination of my juices and the feel of his flesh completely filling my mouth. He's the sweetest taste. It makes my pussy so wet. I just want to ride him so good. When he touches me, taste me, I am going to release a gush of ecstasy so fulfilling every time he thinks of this moment when I'm away. His thirst will be instantly quenched. God, I crave this man. And that's that piece.
Oh, my goodness.
We're going to need my drawers back.
Come on, wait, ladies. Y'all cut. No.
Give me the jaws back. Matter of fact, Katarina, I know you're listening. Just hit one on the thing so you move up. Oh, nice. What the heck? Oh crap! I just lost it. Just call back, Katarina. Just call back. We got you. Don't worry about it. Now we're gonna go. We're going to go from, it's a little serious over here. Zanice, are you there?
I am. Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
The mic is yours. Yes.
You can hear me?
Absolutely.
Okay.
The mic. Yes.
I didn't expect you to be so still. Like, the presence that others think I have more often than I actually do, it's a rarity that I'm not trembling, just below the surface, pacing, not knowing what to do with myself, waiting to see you. To bide my time, I ran a bath fit for a goddess, cinnamon infused with rose water and citrus. I softened your plate for you using coconut oil mixed with light brown sugar. The sweetness lingered, I know, because I sampled myself for you. But that first embrace lingered, too. It was as warm and as soothing as those brief moments just before sunset, calming my nerves, exciting my spirit. I wondered if that gaze of yours glimpsed what I was feeling. You have this way of just knowing, so you told me to just breathe. And it was that pause before the lean in that settled me. The best descriptives I have may seem inadequate at a glance, as if the words aren't full enough, but I feel moments that matter in ways unlike most, like suddenly deciding to head outside so as to view the moon's fullness was night, as in pleasurable as in pleasing to my soul, so much so that my heart was racing, flowing so fully with the chest, the residual warmth you carried in with you. I looked forward to the next moment with you, guiding me to a freshly made bed, letting its coolness shock me, drinking from me deeply, drawing the dampened length of your beard across my belly, capturing my intake of breath as the width of you stretched me, exploring me in ways I had always imagined. You had me listening to the sound of your balls smacking my squirt-drenched skin, leaning in to then ask if I was ready to join you, to just relax for a while in your arms until the water cooled. But instead of letting me go, you poured more warmth into us, and we lingered, essentially running.
Teachings. He seems to be pleased by my willingness my willingness to unveil my totality to him, to be adorned by beautifully inflicted, sanctified scars. He said, it's hard to take a goddess in me. He felt that my existence yearned to be relished, so he cradled my frame, laid me upon a bed of sincere yet very deliberate intentions. I concede, open myself up to him completely. His eyes study me as I present him my whole truth, as my body confesses it all to him. Unable to utter a word, his quick glance demanding me to listen. Listen as he slowly drags his tongue across my iniquities. Listen to him journey the history of each transgression. Listen while he travels the unknown of my wilderness. He can feel the ache of all my unfulfilled yesterdays. Pulsating on the tip of his need to taste my carnality, I consecrate myself to him. He obliges my beckoning, communes with my decadence, and we become I, his sanctuary, him, my religion, I, his ritual, him, my prophecy, and with much reverence, he mounts my hallowed invitation, erect with restoration, penetrating my Eden, anointing my Genesis, and we came to fruition. That's right. And thank you for muting your mic, whoever it was, so I could stop yelling at y'all.
Like, can we run back? Because that was
I second that.
Nice,
for
nice.
Every drop of his sacrifice? Well, damn,
yes.
Man.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Oh. What do you do to your Eden?
Yes.
Say that again.
Snatch his souls up in here.
Lord.
I just want to taste this good.
Good God Almighty. All right.
Congratulations to all the features. I really, really enjoyed tonight. Congratulations.
Yes.
I think Mojave like left.
I think he's on mute. Mojave.
Damn it.
Mojave, were you the one making all that noise?
No, it wasn't me making all that noise. I was actually trying to stop the noise. All right, so here's what we gotta do. If you have a noisy background thing going on, just mute your mic on your phone. I don't want to have to mute people. I had to try to go through when I was meeting people trying to figure out what the sound was. All right. Number two, it is 10:56. You are streaming right now. You need to call in to the regular number in order to stay on. Right. At 11 o'clock, the Blog Talk lady plays no games. She will cut you off, and everybody who's already in will be in, and you'll be out, and you'll miss all of this because we're not done. It's about to get even more messy. I don't know. I've seen Sphinx with a life preserver on. Crow was handing out, things for y'all to swim. He had the swimmies. And Witch was basically, he had his paddle because the boat was already out. So, listen, it's crazy. And then everybody's just adding to it. The tide is high. The tide is high. And we're not done
in the ocean of drip, bro.
Absolutely. All right. So.
Yeah.
That being said, all right, the other person I got to get in here, as soon as I find them. All right, we're going to bring in Monella, a.k.a. Katarina. Katarina, are you there?
What's up?
What's good? Welcome to the side of things outside of the clubhouse. Welcome to the Honey Drippin' 2.0.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right. Well, you know what? You know you got to go. The mic is yours.
Thank you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Beautiful. He says, good morning is the first message I see, followed by the visuals of the he meant for me. I'm always so impressed. Makes me wish I could reach into my screen and get him undressed. You ever see something and just wonder how it'll fit? A little concerned but intrigued to try it. my pastor must have baptized me wrong. I don't know, love. I pray, read, and sing all the songs, and I believe in God. I do, but damn, she made me human too. Ladies and gentlemen, dickmatization is real, and dick pics from artists has manila slushy swirling, erotic pen working, free inspiration keeping these freaky wheels turning. I swear I stay on mute, but my moans turn to screams when I hear these themes you stay speaking on, imagining what it would feel like if you took a sip of these juices dripping down my lips, this mess you spoke into existence. Darling, I invite your pen to fill my womb with your load of poetic gold, praying my walls absorb some of your talent so we can create a baby stanza together, a family of spoken word, an album of our love. Making love is an art, and good technique takes practice. So come on, Big Papa, let me back my ass up and get my pussy fed. I'm hungry. This cream pie needs filling, filled up till overflowing. Let me push your kids out, because you already know mama's ready for rounds till you're knocked out, exhausted, and tapped out. But I'll stay patient until the next time you're willing. I just want to see what it looks like when my pussy overpowers you. I just want to hear how your heart beats like it's ready to jump out and run away from you. Like, get this bitch off me, bro. I can't do it anymore. But with your wrists restrained, I'm keeping you detained until I'm a well fed, come hungry horse. I've got voids that need filling, a Twinkie with no cream dripping, a fountain with no lip sipping, a love maker with every sense at my disposal. But until you're ready to dispose of me, just know I'll be all over you like puppy love, licking every inch of you until you've had enough. Your jawbreaker is what I want to get to the center of, heartbreaker. You're going to leave me picking pieces up from when you destroyed me. But like a boomerang, I'll be back though, breathlessly pulling myself up off the cool floor, nails on the edge, perked up, spread, and ready for more. Dessert's not finished yet. I want more. Thank you.
Oh my!
You feel? You're dirty.
Damn!
You're dirty. You're dirty. You know what? I have no words. I just will tell you that I'm very excited, and that's all there is to it. before we move on, any other comments? All righty then. Y'all give it up for Katarina. Clap your mics, clap your hands, clap your cheeks. How you want to do it?
Being
filling.
Thank you, everyone. I'm gonna go to bed, but I hope you'll have a good night. Thank you.
Good night, baby.
Good night.
Okay. Oh well, you know, we ain't gonna make it no better because we're gonna go right on over to Angel Kim or
who is it?
Hello.
This is Angel.
Are you ready?
Sure.
Yes. All right, come on, Angel. You ready?
Yes. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, well, I can hear you okay.
And my legs around his ankles, biting his shoulder blades, his addictive and obsessiveness thrashing inside of me, moan against his salty skin. Each thrust begging for my release, palming his ass, pulling him deeper inside of me, filling my wetness as it swells, raising to his calls, the dip sink in the elongating of his deep soul as he gets deeper in me. His strong hands cupping my ass cheeks, weakening me. Our naked bodies shift, and the only sound I hear is his erotic heart beating. a stream of sweat rolling down his spine, kneading my fingertips as I dig my nails deep inside his back, inhaling the moment, reaching down, covering his hand, fishing the tip in and out of the wetness of my pleasure box as I steer him inside. Then I stick my fingers inside his mouth as they drip from the essence of me, loving when he takes me off himself, then outlying my lips with his, leaning his face down as he's shoving his stiffness inside of me, licking over my lips, filling and feeling each kiss in return, tugging him closer, his body submitting to locking carnal pleasure, bridging fingertips over the V of my pussy and him humping back, darting deeper inside. Oh, yes, you fucking look like this. Just like that. He got me closing my eyes, moaning out loud, surrendering to the bliss of each dick slip, overdosing on him as he's trying to snatch my soul. That suction and feeling of him clenching and circling as he's tracing and retracting his tongue up, then plunging slowly, holding back and rapidly focusing in, then softly biting down on my inner lip. His weight on me, pinning me against the sheet, hissing the heat of his pleasure in my ear, the movement of his line thrust sending me over the edge while trapping me under his blissful obsession, letting me know he's a man, a manly man he is, and I crave the fulfillment of him shooting his load deep inside of me, my legs imprisoning him as he scales deeper, moving faster, his grunt escaping, opening my legs a little wider, letting him in a little deeper, me locking my ankles around his neck and I love him, comforting his throbbing girth, hurrying him to drop his load inside of me. His passion is getting hot. His passion marking each and every movement and bodily, his head against mine, leaning downward, face to face as he's kissing and balancing the weight of his body on top of mine as he's holding my breath, each hand covering them as he's looking on my nipples, letting the nature of his sexual aggression rule with his mouth, his tongue flicking over my earlobe, going down my neck, down my body, and my body shuddering to his ever touch. He whispers, "You miss me?" And all I can do is hold on because he has my pussy walls tightening around his rock hard erection, pressing the length of it, going in and out as it's tapping on my G-spot. My climax surfacing. And yes, 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 grunting for the gift of him satisfying me, soaking in his erection into my creaminess. I'm coming. I'm coming. Yes, yes. As he gravitates faster and faster, his erection pulsating and my pussy wall tightening against his lips, milking me for all his work with each job as his lust spent in the fluidity of my secretion. Oh, baby, panting in pleasure, he knows this pussy is all his, and each time he dives in, I can't help but make my body rise to meet his call, surrendering to his animalistic arousal. Oh, yes. Fucking yes. Keep going, baby. Don't stop. Don't stop. Right there. Me trickling to my climax and blending into his as his dick pulsates harder and harder inside of me, releasing my sugary walls. See what you do to me? You make me so horny and so wet. His mouth plucking out my nipples, glistening the light brownish tip of his tongue, sandwiching between both breasts, squeezing down and then licking over each one as we both continue to come together. Yes. We have to stop meeting like this because this will never stop.
Woo!
I'm coming
for me.
Quarter.
That was fucking amazing.
Lord, it ain't gonna be nothing but a wet ass wasteland because we done snatched everybody's soul up in here. Everybody understand it. I'm trying to tell you.
We got scoop gear on sale in the back.
Ooh,
I got cold pieces on sale. Inbox me if you need one. You got the mango cold
background with the oh, my bad.
That threw me out too. This is mother speaking. Queen is decreeing if you have a noisy background, please close your mic because it's very distracting.
Please.
It's been long since you did it.
Mahavi, are you on mute?
Have you
on mute?
No, I'm not on mute. I'm very much ahead of that. I figured it out. Anyway. So until we get to that individual, I'm going to leave y'all on mute because I have to try to figure out who's doing what. So if you've heard me going back and forth, you know, that's me moving around in the background. I know who it is. It's okay. But next time, you know, just send me back channel. Work this out. Your background was noisy. All you got to do is mute your mic. All right? But we're going to come back to you in a minute. Anyway, Lisa Lips. First of all, clap y'all mics, clap y'all hands, clap y'all cheeks for Angel Kim.
I'm calling yes.
You're dirty. You're
I'm listening for the cheek clapping.
Everybody up in here naked. All right, so Lisa Lips, are you ready?
I am, sir.
All right, well, come on. The mic is yours.
Excuse me, sir, but is that seat taken? I mean, that one just below your nose on that saddle you call a beard. See, I've been traveling a long time. I haven't had a seat in months now. So if your seat is available, can I mount it and bless you with these heavenly waters? I promise I'm not aiming to drown you, but this tide hasn't surged in a moment. So let me apologize in advance if it becomes overwhelming. But once the floodgate is lifted, I have no control. So, if you die, you just die. But you will go baptized in these holy waters. And I can't see why you won't wake up in glory. So again, I'm asking you, fine sir, is this seat taken? I'm Lips, and you've just been serviced.
Damn it, that's the second time I dropped my phone.
You die.
Mount you and bless you with these heavenly waters. Oh, Lord.
Yes. And you say she don't know why he wouldn't wake up in glory. I mean, you're just going to wake up in glory. You're just going to have to die today.
Oh, right. If he dies, he dies.
That part. Like, she politely asks for a seat. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But yes. She don't mind if she takes your life.
I was just trying to say the same thing. She had at the seat. Is this seat taken? Right below.
Yeah.
You know.
She
didn't give that disclaimer. She did
politely
ask.
Yeah.
All right. Wallet. Wow. Kitty. Hold on. I'm trying to see who's coming next. My thing is like messing up right now. Wait a second. See who's coming next. Anyway. Coming up next to the microphone. We got Miss Tina, baby. Miss Tina, are you there?
Wait, see, I'm over here stirring homemade lemonade, and I was stirring it a little bit too hard. So can you come back to me?
Oh, yeah, we could definitely come back to you. We could definitely come back to you. She comes to me like a rare epiphany. Rare epiphany, are you there?
I am here. How are you?
Oh, I happen to be in hard form.
I'm in here slipping and sliding on these wet ass floors over here. Goddamn, y'all trying to hurt people out here.
I just want to know who collectively decided to put baby oil on the wet floor.
That ain't baby oil, but okay.
I think Regina King started that.
Damn. I mean, if that's what you want to call it, go for it. But that ain't baby oil. That is not Johnson and Johnson.
I'm done.
Lord. All right. The mic is yours.
Okay.
If I had the chance to love you again now, fill your heart with joy, make you remember why I'm the only one for you. Yes, I am. I never thought there'd be an us again, that I'd be here again, basking in your presence. Love, it's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you. I should have kept you tightly tucked inside my heart, but that part of our story's already been written in ink, permanent marker. Those darker days will always be to my dismay and chagrin, and I don't blame you for not wanting to let me in. I mean, who begins in the middle? Like, our past isn't riddled with bullets of pain, but you can't deny that there was pleasure. That your key still perfectly fits my treasure box, and your kiss can still unlock all my secret places. Grace is what I'm asking for, more than I deserve, but if you would allow me to sip from the chalice of your forgiveness, I will serve out my sentence of eternity, pleasing thee in every way I know how. My mouth will lick, suck, taste every place your heart commands. I will dance for you. Wind hips into undulating figure eights. Shape shift them like tectonic plates. Earthquake your core till your volcano pours lava into my center. Enter your dragon, your leviathan phoenix, rising from the ashes of fucking's past. I will give you first, last, all of the strength in my pretty pink. Drink the milk of your manhood like good wine. Dip your pen into my mind and write me the right way. Rewind to the good times. Press pause. Romo, admire the way my lips go up and down, the way my hips flip round and round, the way your breath goes in and out, staggered when you're about to paint my walls, add a second coat, hear my name emit from your throat like forgiveness, buck the repentance out of me, taste and see the softness of my sorrow, give me your today and your tomorrow, your forever, for always, for love. Poem.
Let us thank you, Dr.
Harvey.
Jesus, please.
Lord,
I'm here for all my souls.
I'm singing and mourning and breathing and begging and pleading and all of this shit going on. Damn. It ain't enough repentance in the world for this shit. We may as well just hold hands and skippity dip on into hell together because it ain't going to happen.
Baby mama, you gotta keep talking nice to me.
I'm gonna need all my clothes and my drawers back, ma'am, just for that. Two, I'm gonna need you to stop doing poetry that sounds like Viagra. You're gonna have to stop that. You're gonna have to stop. You're going to have to do something about that. Not good. Can y'all clap? I thought my clap several cheeks. Two sides.
Yeah.
Like,
still here clapping thighs. I'm clapping thighs. I can't clap a mic, but I can clap thighs.
Clap everything. All right. All right. So we just. All right, Stina. Miss Stina Baker. Christina, baby, are you ready?
Yes, Mojave. I'm ready.
All right, listen. I ain't gonna say nothing. I'm gonna be like the sloth and be like, shh.
So can y'all hear me? All okay.
Right. We sure can.
Okay. The deepness in your voice, it makes me hot and super moist, and I'm left with no choice but to crave you. The touch of your hands when you grip my body makes me absolutely irresistible. Mouth watering, pulsating juices between my thighs. Baby, stop fucking playing with me and come and get inside of this wet and wild slip and slide. But first, I want to wrap these chocolate caramel thighs around your head. I can feel the softness of your lips around my clits. I can feel every bristle of your tongue teasing, sucking, slurping as your head is bobbing up and down. Your hands are spreading my lips so you can get into the thick of it. My body is reacting in a sexy, wild fashion. I can tell you love giving head because you eat my delicacy with a passion. I'm shaking, trembling, about to bust all in your mouth. Oh, I can feel my climax. You notice the responses from my body, and right as I start to come, you latch onto this pussy like a motherfucking pit bull. I'm squirting, splashing all over your face, and nut number one goes into nut number two. My legs,
don't know what the hell to do. As I'm jerking, trying to compose, but them jaws of life had a hold of me, and he just wouldn't let go. You had me coming so hard, I could feel my clit lobbing, swelling. Then you kissed it over, over, until I can no longer move. Got me weak. With a grin on your face, you know part one of your mission is complete. As you start to get up, I said, uh-uh. Baby, come in. I have a taste for your kind of sexy, and the flavor of you can't be found on any menu. I slide under you with my tongue out, and I lift my head gently to grab your balls with the tip of my lips as my tongue caresses, finesses every inch of your chocolate goodness as my hands are stroking. Can hear your voice and low groans. I tell you to lay down so I can give you what I know you want. I began to speak into his microphone. Check one, check two. You moan in harmony to this melodious tune I'm about to give you. I swallow you whole. No reflux. I'm running my tongue up and down, sucking the mushroom tip and slow motion his head that will have you gripping all edges of the bed. It's so hard, and I stop counting how many licks it takes to get to the milky, creamy center. But this is only the beginning. You try to get up. I stop you with my hands and say, nuh-uh. Lay the fuck back. Let me handle this. You obey the command. I seductively climb on top of you like a lioness on the prowl about to conquer her prey. I slide you inside of me and begin to wind my hips in figure eight rotation, then start to grind and bounce on that dick like a poco stick during recess. I can hear the sound of wet macaroni and the depths of your moaning and groaning in my breathing, which sounds like sweet music. I like this collaboration. I begin to turn this mahogany brown ass around and ride you reverse cowgirl style. This is a rodeo show, baby. I'm about to give you the ride of your life. Your admission ticket has been redeemed. So you be sexually and seductively entertained. His hands are gripping all this cake as it jiggle, wiggle, jangled in his view, slapping that ass again, again, and a motherfucking again. I like all of that. Keep on with that. I'm a bust all over this dick. You're gripping my waist and I'm pushing you deeper inside of me. Yes. I can't hold it back anymore. So I go into overdrive and reach our highest peaks. We both coming. I can feel you shooting up inside of me as you release all of them damn babies. And I don't stop until every ounce of you has been leaked and drained. Come here, baby. Let me hold you as we go to sleep. We have reached our final destination of ecstasy.
Baby, shop.
No, you do not do that.
Not after you did that, you don't act like, uh-oh, that's that piece, y'all. Fuck that, uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
Clean up on all floors. Clean up on all fucking floors.
Exactly. All that moaning and shit. Don't tell me about no moaning.
It ain't even clean up on 69. The whole store is flooded. We need to close the doors. The mop buckets ain't working.
Them kisses sound juicy than a motherfucker.
We done drowned the vacuum. It ain't.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Alexa,
I'm back in the comedy.
Play Splash Waterfalls. Thanks. Shit.
I know she did do the slaps too. Ooh, okay.
Yep, she did. She did.
Do y'all have blood and shit? Do y'all have blood and shit?
Nope.
You don't need that shit.
Not blood and
shit. Fuck these water shoes. Anyway, speaking of which, all right, so yeah, let's just keep fucking it up. Clap your hands, clap your cheeks. You get clapped on. We just listen. Squirt, sploosh, all that good stuff. Anyway, y'all give it up. You know, this is a goddamn mosh pit of gigantic proportions.
Wow.
This is a good outfit. Songbird, Kenya, Trinity.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm moisturized and compromised. All right.
I think we are more than moisturized at this point. Stopping wet. Not dripping, but stopping wet. Stopping wet. That's it.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else to add? There are no umbrellas here or towels or water shoes. We're in the drink right now. Drink.
Oh, Lord.
Are you
okay.
ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Right.
The mic is yours.
All right. I can't wait for him to get home. I don't know what it is, but when he's had a long day at work, takes all of his frustration out on me, it excites me. Sometimes I pick an argument just so he can fuck the shit out of me. Hey, Daddy. I've been waiting for you. How was work? Another long day? poor baby. But I have something that'll make you feel much better. We'll take a shower first, and I'll make your plate. I cooked a nice dinner, but that's not the only plate I want you to lick clean. Soon as he walks out of the shower, I have his first plate ready. Face down, ass up. He said, "Damn, baby, you're so selfish," and proceeded to walk over to the head of the bed. I said, "Let Daddy feed you first." He loves the way his microphone rubs against my vocals and makes me hit high notes without touching me yet. He grabs my hair and then kisses my lips, whispering that he wanted me to be his good little bird. As much as he loves me, he loves birds the most. He turns me over slowly, giving me his manhood. He loves looking into my brown eyes with his hand around my neck, moving his hips like he's stirring coffee hitting my spot while my walls hug him. Ooh, shit's in the... Ooh, fucks, I almost got the best of him. So he started eating his first plate. He sucks on my clit and lips with his tongue and lips, making me wetter as he grips my thighs so I can't And when we lock eyes, I can't help but
same to him even more. Cause you can't stop the rain when it starts to fall. There's no one else to blame. And you can't lock that door.
Trying to get a quick fix as I twitch at the thought of your love. For I can't leave you alone. You got me feigning, begging on my knees, willing to do any and everything for you. Any time, any place, I don't care who's around. I
I get off on an audience just so they can witness your mastery performance, baby. For you cause waves to crash as my water falls between my thighs. And I know you definitely don't mind because you love licking and cleaning your plate because, baby, you love me. Yes, special. Be different every time, and you keep me on my toes as you whisper to my soul, crippling me into submission as I grind my happiness on your bed. Mi corazón, you make me crazy, especially when you bless me having my legs dangle on your shoulders, which draws a smile all over your face. And I know you love it when I say your name in more moves than the seven dwarfs because I can't help it. Your name tastes good in my mouth. So know that I'm forever yours. From my forehead that you kiss to the tips of my yellow toes. And I offer me however you want me because, baby, you've got what I need. And as long as you keep giving me something I can feel, I will always give you the best that I've got. Te amo siempre. All hail the queen.
My goodness.
So Robert Funky coming in here serenading
us. Ay, mamita, mamita, mamita.
Sheesh. Feliz Navidad, knick-knack, pedowick. Okay, shit.
Your dog, I suppose. Anyway, clap your hands, clap your mic. Clap, whatever. Oh, geez.
Thank you. Mm. Mm.
I'm angles. Okay.
Man, listen. Okay. Let me get back. I'm losing my track. Miss VIP, are you there? Miss VIP, are you there? Miss VIP, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Are you? Yeah, I can hear you. Are you ready to go? Are you ready?
Yes, I am ready.
Mike,
I'm mad at myself. Thank you. I'm mad at myself that I still want you. After all the lies, the unbelievable alibis, I didn't want to be a plan B. Don't you see that you were really the sexual flame? No one has been able to match the way you kissed me, fucked me, made love to my body. You made me look, see what my enemy is, what another man's treasure I could be. You really didn't want me, but you think about me, because you never had a woman like me that responds to your slightest touch. When it came to sex, there was no rush. The more you brought it, the more I wanted it, the more I wanted you. We were supposed to be fucking, but you kept kissing me, sucking my skin, making me gush while you pistoned in and out of my pussy. I just lost it and screamed your name until I was hoarse. It's what you wanted. Yet you came three times. You said it was amazing. I was right, tight, ready for the taking. You took for hours. I gave just as much. Yet in the midnight hour, I'm still wet, fingering myself, longing for your touch. And that's that piece.
VIP, must stand for very important. Let's go. Wait one damn minute. Oh. Who the fuck was that?
Right.
That wasn't Miss VIP.
I'm marrying one of y'all. Male, female. I don't even give a damn. It's gonna be one of y'all.
I'm just Miss VIP. I wasn't ready.
Nor was I.
Yeah. Right, tight, and ready for the taking. You said you came three times and said it was amazing. So what's this? Hello. This is your new system. People who will be acting out or acting the fuck out today. I am not prepared for the acting the fuck out that is happening at that moment. This is some crazy shit. Serena, are you there? Serena, are you there? Listen. If you have a sex in the background, mute your mic. Mute your mic. Just mute your mic. If you're doing something, just mute your mic. That's all you got to do. Zwina, are you there? Hello? Because I can't hear you. All right. Zwina, are you there? Are you there? Are you there? See, there's this other number, 319. I don't know who that is, but if you like it, you know, you can always press 1. But while we're waiting, I have to sound back. All right, hold on for a second. Oh, okay. 319.
Hey, Holly, I'm just sitting here. I'm just sitting here listening.
Somebody make a lot of noise in the background. Please mute your mic.
Everybody mute your mic. And then God.
I'm going to mute everybody. All right. So 319, who master speaker? Who is that?
I said this is Vivid. I was just in here listening.
Oh. Hey, what's going on? I'm sorry.
Hey.
You don't want to read the piece?
Say that again.
I said, did you want to read a piece or no? Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you perfect.
Can you hear me? Okay,
yeah.
Okay, I can. I wasn't planning on it, but I can. All right. Hey, Mr. Fine God to Almighty. It's about time to leave. But first, come here, please. Quietly as I'm resting on this sweet, succulent punani that needs to be wakened because it's beginning to leave. Time to waste it. But first, can you taste it? Front, face it, lift me up, drip, tongue twist it, rotate and take it. All flavors embraced in it. What's your favorite? Milk chocolate? Honey? Grapes with raisins in it. I want you to lick and slurp it. You sure you don't need a straw to finish it? But you only have a few minutes to grace my acquaintance. Before you need to leave quietly, because soon the oral factory will be closing. Thank you and have a good evening.
Oh boy, hold on. Well, I figured it out. I muted everybody and I figured it out. Y'all give it up for Vivid, because y'all
Hey, me, damn it, I'm always on mute. I don't open up my shit until y'all finish. Nasty ass, have me moaning and carrying on in the background. I have to mute myself.
Don't mute me to hear all that.
Lord.
if we gave
I'm okay.
You, baby.
Hey, man, listen, it's okay. Man, listen, that is absolutely. So, man, anyway. Wow.
Vivid. Thank you for the vivid imagination that you presented for me to have at this moment. We're going to clap our hands, clap your cheeks, clap whatever you got to clap. This is what's happening. Mr. Van Meadow, station manager, are you there, sir?
I'm here, bro.
But, sir, can you tell us what's happening at 50 Radio Universe for the rest of the week, please?
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join us tomorrow night for the Love Zone with your hosts, Miss VIP and La Perla La Negra. Thursday night is the Get Down with your hosts, Anonymity. Co-host will be yours truly, Poetic, and J-Rob, the Wise Son. Friday night is going to be the return of Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric, and that's at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Saturday night's going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently with yours truly, Poetic. Sunday night's going to be the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, Mr. Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night is going to be King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. And then we'll be right back here next Tuesday for one of Mahabi's great shows, War Council.
War Council.
There you go. There you have it. Great. Thank you, Javi. But, bro, back to you.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. So, being that this has been an amazing night, I want to give a special shout-out to our features. I'd like to thank Spinks the Poet, Eric Crow Draven, Mr. Witt, Dwayne Foote. You came for being amazing. I didn't even have to ask a lot of questions. We got to it. We did some amazing poetry. By far, crazy. I'd like to thank everybody who participated this evening. Slicking up these floors, flooding everything the fuck out. Motherfuckers just been drowning, getting saddled, getting load on, getting all kinds of stuff. Cheeks were clapped. Things were done. Some of were held. You know, this is incredible. This is one for the books. So that being said, this has been a dope-ass show, and I want to thank everybody who participated. Thank you for coming out to Honey Dripper 2.0, number 14, Chill, featuring Eric Crow Draven, Mr. Whips, Dwayne Foote, and, of course, Spinks the Poet. We'd like to thank all of the drip who came and participated and laid this down. We want to thank people who are breathing exceedingly hard in the background because they were probably touching themselves and forgot to mute themselves. It happened. It'll be on the replay. It happens. We'd like to thank everybody for participating, sitting with us, chilling with us, doing this whole thing, and be ready for the next month. I am actually moving it from the 17th to the 24th. Because on the 17th, we will be interviewing a special interview. One, because we will be interviewing the head of the Punani Poets, Miss Jessica Holter. It is going to be a very dope interview. I'm doing my research. I'm going to ask some good questions. We'd like to kind of regale her with some erotic poetry as well. And that I have to get during Sunday.
Somebody is really scratching the mic.
We're doing a lot right now, but it's okay. It doesn't matter because we're about to close. Anyway, make sure that you check us out this Sunday on Clubhouse, 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. West Coast Sound. We will be doing sensuality, wordplay, sensual and intimate poems, the sexiness that will exude
on Sunday at Clubhouse. We invite you all to come check us out. And also go check out the most amazing room that I think that we've ever done, the Drip Does Gospel. That's on the replay. Please, if you're on Clubhouse, go check that out. It's going to be good for your soul. It's not for your soul. And I'd like to thank everybody who came out. Most importantly, the reason for which is named the Honey Trippers, the Poetry Collective. Make sure you check us out. Make sure you go to Pulse Designs to get your latest and the greatest Honey Dripper designs. Amazing things are happening. We got some stuff for you. And don't forget, this July, Philly, the 7th through the 10th, ES Weekend featuring the Honey Drippers, and it's just going to be all kinds of extra, anything else. Information will be out later this week. Make sure you check it out. We're going to be in there, Philly, the city of bubbly love, and we're going to put some love on some people and all that good stuff. Just as that being said, once again, I'd like to thank the Kings that came out support. I want to thank you, Queens, for actually coming through and doing everything and making it happen. This has been an amazing show. Good mugga. I couldn't ask for anything better. Thank y'all for coming. God bless y'all. We're going to say good night. Thank y'all for coming. Everybody, so good evening. Do everything else. So we're going to talk. All right. This show will self-destruct in 10.
Good night, Uncle Bunga. Good night, love y'all. Good night. Good night, y'all.
Good night, family. Good night.
Thank you for the opportunity,
Javi.
Big love, brother.
Well, brother, I'm so glad that you came. Thank you for coming. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for rocking that motherfucking mic the way that you did.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that you're here.
Yeah.
Thank you, brother. You know I'm here for you, man. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you so much. Everybody was awesome. This was a fire show. I enjoyed everybody.
We enjoyed it. Thank you for being part of the fire. Thank you, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
All right. Good night. I'll see y'all later.
Good night.
And now the song.